Thank you to the Patreon supporters of the What We Remember podcast. Sarah P., a.k.a. Situational Daddy on Instagram, Sandy and Paul J., Nathan E., Jacqueline M., Matthew J., and Big Time Jim. Help support our show by going to patreon.com/whatremember and pledging a monthly amount. Thanks.
Punch unusable intro without context. Look, so we gotta start a new intro.
Look, you,
do we have to?
Yes.
Says who?
But look, just you clip it, put it on the Patreon.
I wasn't even recording for half of the conversation.
Clip it, though.
Classic Brad. Always record, Brad. That's
the
rule.
I was recording, but I switched the battery.
Did you clip it, though?
Clip it.
Clip it. Clip it real good.
Bop it. Twist it. Clip it. Pop it. Clip it. Clip it. Twist it. If they made a Bop It video editor like keyboard.
Oh, man.
Man, I'd be moving so quick.
Yeah, you'd just be flying through those.
Can you program it somehow? Can you hook it up to a computer somehow?
Probably.
Program it?
I don't know.
What's
denoise?
What buttons do you really need? Because you only got three options.
Well, I'm probably going to want fast forward for like the twist it. And then the bop it's going to be the cut point, probably.
Okay. You're going to say cut. Yeah, cut.
What about pull
cut
it?
And overlap.
Pull it will probably like you do a cut and you hit pull it. And they'll,
yep.
And then they put them together
with the slide.
Yeah. Hey, there we go.
Done.
Bop it's video Vegas Where's, editor.
Sony Elgato, Vegas, get on it. This, whatever. Like, yeah.
My name is Bradley Jones.
I'm Andrew Boldenauer.
And I'm Andy Hubert.
It's not a movie review podcast.
No.
It's a podcast. We try to remember a movie we haven't seen with our eyes in a very long time. And this is what we remember about There's Something About Mary.
Were there two or three bad guys in Home Alone? And who was that forgetful fish in Finding Nemo? Join us as we're watching films. See what we remember and what memories we kill. Let's start the show. Here we go. This is what we remember.
You wanted to do this movie.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
Last week you said so.
I wasn't even here last week.
We were at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, I mentioned it there?
He was drunk, Brad.
I don't remember what I mentioned.
You're drunk off turkey legs.
He doesn't can't be held responsible. 1.5 turkey legs.
I did. The worst part is that
enough sodium for the next 2 months.
They need to give
barbecue
you wet
sauce
naps.
And napkins. Yeah,
they need to give you wet naps,
they
not
do.
Just napkins.
That's true.
Maybe like a knife and a fork and a plate would be nice too. But
they had sinks there. You just had to pump the
with the foot
button,
mm-hmm.
the foot pedal,
juice it up.
Just a bunch of carny spit.
Yeah. Oh man, see that's why I transitioned off the turkey legs. Now I do the chili in a bread bowl when I'm there now.
And that was like, good.
Just a little
they
bit
ran out of scotch eggs.
Come on. Just as we wanted them. We're like, wow, this line's moving real fast. And it was just, they were out.
Wow.
They were just leaving the line.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
That's a bummer.
So there is something about Mary.
Yeah.
There is.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Oh man. Yeah.
Because a lady had in her hair.
Yep. And that was scandalous.
I mean, they show that scene in the trailer,
it's
right?
It's so taboo, I guess. But it all they allude to it. Like, you don't know what that could
it's
be.
It's like every image you ever see for this movie has her with the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's like,
this
yeah.
poor lady. Cameron yes. Diaz. Who's Cameron. In the film? It's a big cast.
Cameron Diaz.
Uh-huh.
Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Yes. You got Chris Elliott. Uh-huh. You got Jeffrey Tambor.
Okay.
Yep. You got
Matt Dillon.
Yeah, Matt Dillon.
Oh, yeah, Matt Dillon's in this. Uh-huh.
The guy from Mouse Hunt is in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, the guy from Mouse Hunt. I don't know his name, but.
Yeah, British guy. He's not British
Nathan
in this
Lane.
Movie, but.
He plays British in this movie for
oh,
a second.
Oh, does he? Yeah, he's.
Harlan
I think he's a
Williams
guy.
Is in this movie for
Harlan
a while.
Harlan Williams!
Oh,
Harlan Williams.
Was that the guy? Your Mouse Hunt?
No. It's a different guy.
Different
I know
guy.
What Andy's. Who Andy's talking
I think
about.
He's like Ben something.
Don't know his
but,
name.
Yeah.
And there's an old lady whose face looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, yeah. What's that lady's name?
And there's Keith David.
Oh.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
The voice of, let's see, I'll State the Good Hand, the, like, good name.
From the boar from Princess Mononoke.
Yes.
I thought we remember a movie that we've done. Like They Live.
That's
Andy.
A good point. Oh, They Live. He's in They
Keith
Live.
David. Oh,
I was gonna say he's
they
in
live.
Gargoyles. He's the main guy in
the
Gargoyles.
10-minute
the
fight
amazing
scene
animated
from
TV show.
Oh yeah, Keith David.
I think that's
okay.
Worf.
He's in 24.
But I could be wrong.
Keith David's in this. Is there anyone else? I think we listed.
She's got a brother who's not really an actor, but
Brett Favre.
Just like Brett Favre.
Her crush when she was little.
That's true.
So, how does this movie begin? We're in the past.
Oh wait, this movie also has. So the music guy.
The music man?
The guy that plays the songs in between some of the scenes.
Randy Newman.
No. It does sound like Randy Newman. Why am I blanking on his name right now?
Carlos Santana.
Tom Jones.
I'll think about it. No, not Tom Jones.
A guy like Tom Jones. Neil Diamond.
Jonathan Richman.
Sure.
You don't know?
That's a name?
Jonathan Richman?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Music fans out there.
So we're in the past.
Yes.
We're in the 70s or 80s or something.
I think the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. Ben Stiller is got a mouthful of braces.
Yeah, he's awkward.
Or no, she's
dude.
Got braces. One of them has braces.
Yeah. And they're going to prom? Are they supposed to be going to prom? Yeah.
Well, he's got a crush on her like forever.
Yeah.
And she's like the preppy cute girl who could date anyone.
She's like the hippie
and they
girl,
want.
I think.
But Ben Stiller asks her out and she says yes, and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keith David's her dad?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So she's gotta be adopted or a stepdad?
Maybe stepdad.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he never makes it to prom.
Uh-uh.
Do you remember why?
He tries to use the bathroom.
He goes to her house to pick her up, and then he has to use the bathroom while he's there, and he zips.
And then
zips up
every
his
time
sack.
They show it, too.
They show it.
Oh, they show it.
I don't even know how he zipped it all the way up.
Oh. Well, then Keith David makes that point. It's like, I don't know how you even did that. You got the beans above the Franks.
I can't wait to watch this.
And then throughout the entire movie, her brother, who is, special needs.
Yeah.
The only thing he says is, Franks and beans. The entire time.
He calls Ben Stiller's character Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans.
Yeah.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean?
Is it the Frank or the beans?
Right. I don't know. It looks like I think it's a little bit of both.
Frank some beans. Frank some beans.
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a.
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
he's also. Yeah, I think like also like wants to play football or something, and like Ben Stiller. Like I think that's the way into like getting into Mary's good graces is through being good to her brother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Yeah. He just has bad braces, or she has bad braces.
Yeah. He has braces, but he has those like 70s braces where it's like the whole headgear thing. The whole nine yards.
And then they just cut to like future, right?
Yeah.
Where they've all moved on from stuff.
Right.
And then she turns up in like a newspaper, or like she's like doing something.
I think he's out in.
Then Ben Stiller hires a private detective to find her.
Yes.
The private detective is Matt Dillon.
Yep.
Oh, you're right. Wait, but like, why does he want to find her? Doesn't he talk to like Harlan Williams or something like that?
Yeah, I feel like they reminisce. I thought he like pulls out an old yearbook or something and remembers.
Someone else was like, hey, you remember?
Matt Dillon finds her and like goes back to Ben Stiller to report. It's like, oh, she's ugly. She's a giant whale.
Has you a bunch even... of kids, lives in a trailer.
And then Ben Stiller's like, that doesn't sound like Mary. It's like, oh, you don't even want anything to do with her, buddy. Trust me.
Yeah.
And like Ben Stiller's like, I guess. But because like Matt Dillon's
also in love with her now.
Everyone
falls in love with her.
For sure.
There's something about Mary.
There is something about her, you know?
This movie's great.
She's literally Cameron Diaz.
Yes, I feel like that helps a lot.
That's something to do with it.
Okay, so he learns from Matt Dillon what she's doing. He must say some truthful stuff because he sets up a situation where he bumps into her.
Yeah.
As she's like leaving.
Matt Dillon tries to do that too. Like, Matt Dillon tries to set up a meet cute with Mary.
Yeah.
To go on a date with her. Yeah.
What does he do?
I don't know. He like, I think he finds out what she's like super into, like baseball or football or something.
Football, right?
Yeah.
He's
like,
Brett Favre.
Yeah. Like,
She's like a doctor because one of the other guys that's in love with her is faking a spinal injury or something cause, as our patient to keep seeing her.
Because
that's the British guy. And he has like the arm canes.
Yeah, he's pretending to be British and he's got like, the...
Is it Eric Idle? Did you say that earlier?
No.
You said that we're talking about Epcot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. It's not Eric Idle. He'd be way too old.
Oh, no.
No, I know it is the guy from Mouse Hunt who plays opposite of Nathan Lane. Mm-hmm.
The mouse.
Yes.
The mouse.
That they hunt. I just remember the scene where Ben Stiller like bumps into her and there are like some, I don't know, there's a bunch of stairs and he runs into her and he's just like, Mary?
Yeah. This is the first time that he sees her. And like, Matt Dillon was a liar.
Yeah.
She's a bombshell.
Yep.
Exactly.
We got to go out. And they reminisce about, you know, old times and stuff. I don't know if maybe she brings up like, how was your dick and balls?
probably.
Now
it's a little better.
We have to start the betrayals, I think, first though, because Matt Dillon does start dating her, I think, right away. And
there's some sabotaging.
British guy reveals that Matt Dillon like was a PI and that it was all fake. So Mary's like, oh, he's fake, dumps him. And then I think the reverse eventually happens again, where like they reveal, like I feel like Matt Dillon reveals that the British guy is also faking his injuries. And Mary's like, oh, another faking guy.
No one's honesty.
Real. And then eventually they also reveal
Ben Stiller is the only one that's trying to be genuine.
Yeah, but he's still lying and doing
still
it.
He lied about. He didn't tell her about hiring Matt Dillon to find
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Yes, he acted like it just.
Everybody's done something
right
weird.
Except
to get this girl.
Brett Favre. He's genuine.
Yeah.
And that's the
and
guy
I think that's actually the turn,
with.
Right? Yeah, because they realize, like, Ben Stiller has this moment where he realizes that, like, Brett Favre's the only person that hasn't been lying to her, like, this whole time.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Well, there's a big hubbub scene at the end, if we want to get into it already, but, like, everyone's there, and, like, a dog is going crazy, like, biting people in the butt and the balls, because the old lady has, like, a mean little chihuahua poodle thing.
Yes.
And she's also like the neighbor of Mary.
She's the neighbor.
Yeah, but she's just like a physical
she's really
joke.
Loud.
You're just supposed to like laugh at the fact that she looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I think she's always wearing like, she's got like a face mask on.
She's
like,
got giant
orange,
like white hair.
Or the green mask is what I mean.
Mm. That
she
dog
wants Mary to find like the
crazy.
Right guy or
right.
something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's always talking about finding the guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then all these guys, like, who are you going to pick, Mary? And I think even Chris Elliott's there. I forget what his thing is. He, like, also liked Mary. But he sort of, like, plays it on the side of trying to be cool.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he's helping Ben Stiller.
No, he's an ex-boyfriend of hers. And she, like, has, like...
He's a stalker.
He was, like, abusive. Yeah, like,
a stalker
guy. Like, she had a restraining order against him, I think, or something. And so, like, they have to, like, figure out how to get him back out of her life, basically.
And I think the more times he interacts, Chris Elliott interacts with Mary or talks about her, he starts to get these boils on his face.
Yep. Yes.
Or he's like
right.
breaks out in hives or something.
Well, Chris Elliott's the one that gives Ben Stiller the advice. You're going out with his date with Mary.
Oh, right.
You don't want to bust early.
You don't want no.
You gotta go into the bathroom.
Like, oh, you're nervous for your date? Here's how you get unnervous for your date.
Yeah, it's like Die Hard. You go into the bathroom.
You just snap one
take
off,
your socks
real
off,
quick.
Make knuckles with your.
There
feet.
You go.
I but really instead, like. I mean, aside from okay, he goes in the bathroom to jerk off, but the funnier part is like when he finishes, he's like, "Wait a second, where'd it go?
Where'd it go?"
He doesn't know where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't make any
on
sense.
On his ear, big old drip on his ear.
Yep.
He goes back to the table. Mary and me, like, "Oh, you have hair."
Well,
gel.
She like shows up at his house.
No,
they're at dinner.
No. Andy's right. It is at the house.
Because he goes to answer
the
door, and that's
the door.
When she's like, oh, I just ran out of hair gel. Thanks.
And she's like, okay. Oh, you got something right there. And then he goes to do it. And she's like, no, it's okay. And she grabs the whole thing. And
Where the hell did it go?
Hang on. Wait a second.
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
You are looking very beautiful.
Thank you. What is that?
Hmm?
On your ear.
Ear?
No, your left ear. Is that? Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I could use
No, no, don't, you don't have to. You don't.
I just ran out.
And they go through an entire dinner scene with their hair up there. Then.
Yes, exactly.
And it's just like, how do I tell this girl that she put her my dinner
in
her hair?
Tell her that. No way.
Yep.
We didn't even say that this herself. Is a.
I think that's Alfalfa. How Alfalfa made his hair?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the deleted scenes. I think. You know.
Alfalfa.
How
this
could
is
he?
A Farley Brothers movie.
Yeah.
We didn't mention that.
Yep. Yeah, well, dude, we haven't done so Naked Dumb Gunner, Plane, Dumb and Dumber.
No, he didn't do. He didn't do those two. They didn't do those
Naked
two.
Gun?
Did they do? They didn't do Naked Gun. Yeah. That was
maybe.
That was the.
They did basketball.
Oh, they did. Oh, they did do basketball. No, they did Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, basketball. Stuck on You. Remember that movie?
I wish I didn't.
with the classic duo of Matt Damon and
Greg Kinnear. Join at the hip.
Love both those actors, but that
no
that's...
wasn't Naked Gun done by the Kentucky Fried Movie people.
I don't know, Andy.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I thought they were all Zucker Brother films.
Who knows?
Yeah, I was. You just said it. Zucker
talking
Brothers.
About Farley Brothers.
Farley
Brad.
Brothers.
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers.
Aren't they the same?
They're different.
There's two different comedic parody brothers out there
that direct movies. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I don't even know who the Zucker Brothers are. And I'm like, that's the name I'm trying to think of. They did Naked Gun,
I
believe.
They were the same people.
No, they did Airplane, and then...
I bet they look the same. I'm going to put them side by side.
There you go, yeah.
You actually... tell me which one's which. I'm not going to put
Has anyone seen...
Maybe they were involved
in one. Have anyone seen
them together?
In the same room at the same time?
That's a damn good question.
Mm-hmm. What else happens in this movie you want to talk about?
I mean... It's just scene, and then that's it. That's the whole movie.
That's kind of the whole movie is like based around that one scene. Huh?
Well, the other thing is too, like,
and then
don't they
some road
talk bad
stuff.
About Brett Favre as well? Like he's a
Possible.
Bad guy as well.
I don't know.
I think it's just that like they bring him back to like finally get them back together. And
No. Like... They do talk bad about Brett Favre because there's a big.
Brett
scene at the
abuse.
End where all of the guys are together and they're all talking bad about each other, but the one that is trying to be truthful is Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
He's like, the only good guy here is Brett Favre. We've all been lying about him and
I think,
blah, 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 you should be with him. And then he walks out and he does like the fakest cry where he's like literally like sobbing.
And I think Mary comes out
that's
to
where
like,
she comes out to,
but also like, I think she comes out to also say, yeah, I'm staying with Brett Favre.
No,
she comes out
she
to
She comes
be
out to say that, yeah, you've
actually,
always been the one,
know.
Ever since you zipped your balls up in your pants.
It's always been you, Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a name, and we'll know.
Oh, because he's
two,
like,
but.
What about Brett Favre? I don't know why he can't say the name.
Favre.
Favre. Favre.
Mary?
Ted!
Mary!
Ted! You've got your keys. Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What'd I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
They get together at the end.
Yeah.
Of course.
Gets the girl.
The other thing...
They get married?
Jeffrey Tambor, who is he like Ben Stiller's psychiatrist or therapist?
I bet he also likes Mary, though, right?
I think he...
I also don't remember this scene.
He gets involved in
I can see him
helping.
Showing up at that last scene with all the guys and everyone's like, who are you? Like,
I think even he is actually interested, too.
Yeah.
But he helps out Ben Stiller with one scene because Mary doesn't know if she could trust Ben, but then they set up a situation where he's overhearing a, she's overhearing a phone call between Jeffrey Tambor and Ben Stiller. He wrote out a script and he asked Jeffrey Tambor to just read the script. But in the middle of reading it, his dog rips the script out of his hand and starts chewing it to pieces. So then he has to like ad-lib everything in the scene.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait.
But I don't remember how that plays out completely.
I remember Matt Dillon being very mean all the time. Him and Ben Stiller, like,
and he's got like that pencil mustache.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a real creep.
He's a real creepo. Driving around in a car.
I mean, he's the investigator guy, so he's like probably like he bugs. I think he bugs her like apartment stuff. Like he, that's he's, how he sets up the meet cute. Most because he learns all of her like secrets and likes and stuff, and so he can set up the perfect,
all the favorite foods and the perfect flowers and like everything that Mary wants. Just he like, makes her, it happen on the first date or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this is a romantic comedy, so it's like you try to get the girl, you get with the girl, you lose the girl, and then you get back together with the girl.
You always have the betrayal and then the reconciliation.
I don't really know how the betrayal happens for Ben Stiller.
I'm sure one of the guys, I think the...
It's probably just enough that Matt Dillon was hired to be a spy.
Yeah, one of it's like they finally reveal that he had hired Matt Dillon to find her. It wasn't that he just bumped into her.
I think he is the most genuine towards the brother, though. And I think the brother is the one that ultimately makes the decision to like go for him instead of Brett Favre.
I want
to
say that's how they get the British guy busted. But it can't be, because it's got to be that they reveal that he's faking the injury. Might be mean to the brother,
too, like push him around or
something. Yeah, one of them does that. That's
how
I think
in the end scene, like what Matt Dillon might just like steal the crutches from him, and then he falls over, and he's like, he's faking it! And then the guy actually gets up, and he's like, well, he like drops the British accent, and he's like, well, Mary, my name's actually this. And you guys don't know who Jonathan Richman is?
It's a guy with a name, it sounds like.
He's probably British. English?
He's like a New Yorker, I think. You don't remember? So in the opening scene and like maybe three or four other times, there's like a guy with a guitar and a little snare.
Why? Just for the movie's sake?
Yeah, well, he's the narrator. And so he narrates the little moments with songs.
Weird.
And he sings like the one that's like, there's something about Mary that they don't know.
There was a ton
Mary.
Of
Mary.
So Johnny Cash.
There's just something about Mary. It's kind of like that. He's. A
I think we
like
talked
that.
About it before, but if like you had a hit song in the 70s or 80s, like you got a movie named after your song.
Oh, for sure.
Like Can't Buy Me Love.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Or there's a bunch of them. But for sure. That's the only one I could think of. But like Peggy Sue Got Married, I think maybe
that Love and Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it just happened. Like hit songs just became films.
Yeah.
Just yanked it.
I mean, so the guy that I didn't know who the guy was until later I listened to some of his music.
You know, are we supposed to know who he is, Andy? You just found out about
him.
Wow.
Come on.
You're
acting like we
caught you. Matt Dillon, you baby.
Matt Dillon, get out of here.
This freaking guy.
No, he was in a band called The Modern Lovers, and I don't know. They were like a 70s band. And then, anyway, I guess the Farley Brothers just put him in this movie.
The only guitar guy in a movie that I want reference is the dude from Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
So George, yeah.
That's the only one
he's
I know.
Exactly right. That's the right answer
that's
right
the
there.
One.
No, this guy's the first.
Just doing David Bowie covers. That's
Let's
all
do
I want.
It.
This guy's the first.
We'll pay whatever you...
No,
whatever.
You'll remember it when you see it.
I bet it's probably true.
He sings like a few of like the lines that kind of tie in like what's happening in the movie, and he's in the scenes too. It'll be like the actors are in the scene and then they leave the scene and he walks in and is like on the guitar.
I do like the troubadour style kind of like transition.
it's fun.
I'm gonna talk about the Harlan Williams scene in part two.
Yeah, I don't remember
I need to see it to do it justice.
I miss that guy. I want where'd it happen to
him? When are we gonna do Freddy Got Fingered?
Rocket Man. Gotta do Rocket Man.
I never saw Rocket Man.
Call me Mama.
It's probably
I've seen it a long time ago on like Showtime.
I know the cover very well.
Terrible, I'm sure. I don't even remember a damn thing from it.
His man, I literally for anything he was in when I was a kid.
His
he was the
hilarious.
Funniest dude to like an 8-year-old me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. He's like King got that like jokes. Very flat type of humor, like the British dry humor. Like, that's his... wouldn't you say, like,
he's
that's
fart jokes guy.
Yeah.
It's fart jokes, but, like, the way he delivers it is very goofy dry.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Very funny.
Right. Okay, what's your scene that you're thinking about?
I want to say in part two, because I want to do it justice.
Wait, right. What are you talking about?
I want to see it.
You remember the scene, but you're not sharing
it? He's saying he can't wait for that scene.
Yeah.
He's saving the juicy bits in part two.
Because it's very funny. There's like Ben Stiller like picks up a hitchhiker and it's him, and there's like a really funny scene.
Oh my God, you're right. I forgot.
Why aren't you sharing his part one?
Because I want to do part two. I want to do it justice.
Okay, he picks up a hitchhiker?
Yes.
Oh, and he has like a...
don't spoil
a
it!
A guy wrapped in a rug. Yeah.
Stop the podcast! Stop it!
No, don't spoil
it! Don't spoil it! Stop remembering! Stop remembering!
Is that Harlan Williams?
Yeah.
He killed a guy, but then he moves in with him or something?
It's the whole thing. I don't want to get into it until
okay.
part two comes.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It'll be good.
The movie ends with the song Build Me Up Buttercup. Because I remember I rewound that scene so many times so I can learn all the lyrics to it.
So, anything else we want to say before we get on to part two?
No, let's get into it.
Get into it.
We'll see what we got right and what we got wrong in part two of Something About Mary.
I'm going to start my own company.
Really?
You want in?
I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or...
You heard of this thing, the 8-Minute Abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-Minute Abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-Minute Abs.
Right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-Minute Abs sitting there. There's right. 7-Minute Abs right beside it. Which one right. are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo,
the
man. Seven. Bingo. 7-Minute Abs. And we right. guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-Minute, folk.
You guarantee it? That's how do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-Minute Abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, no, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse right. on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here.
Welcome back to the Lighting the Dog on Fire podcast. We watched There's Something About Mary. Oh, there's something about her.
Mary, man.
Oh, no. The fiction never wears a bra. That's part of it. Huh?
They definitely made her not wear a bra for, like, many scenes.
I hope it was her choice. I didn't look it up, but I hope it was her choice not to do that.
This movie was not funny, actually.
No, it was long, too.
I did not find it funny at all.
I didn't even meet Mary for like an hour.
I am so relieved to hear you guys say this, because I was watching this the whole time just like, is there something wrong with me? Like, none of this is funny anymore. Like, and this movie is on like a million like top 100
movies
to see. It's not
funny.
The funniest movie.
It's like, yeah, it's on like a million top 100 comedies lists.
I didn't even think Ben Stiller was actually like...
Trying
in any way at all. Mm-mm. He didn't seem right for the part either.
No,
the only part
Matt Dillon was pretty good.
Yeah, he was
pretty funny.
That was literally the point I was going to say. The only funny person I feel like was Matt Dillon because he's not normally a comedy guy, and I thought he did really good.
Yeah,
he was great.
He was pretty good.
He was mugging to the camera all the time. It was fun.
Him and I thought Harlan
Williams in the car.
I thought he was very funny.
7-Minute Abs.
No one's doing 6 minutes. No,
can't even break a sweat.
that was good.
So Ben Stiller picks up a hitchhiker, which was I was going to talk about it immediately when we came back. He picks up a hitchhiker. It was Harlan Williams, who was also a murderer.
Yes, has a body with it.
Why'd you wait? Why'd you wait to talk about it?
Because I wasn't for sure on all the specifics.
He didn't want to.
That's the point of the part one.
Yeah, no, he didn't want to be like me in the Starship Troopers episode, making all the wrong claims.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ben Stiller goes out to pee. There's a giant orgy happening.
Yep.
Out in the field somewhere. And
I forgot about that part.
He gets pulled over by the police, and then they find the body in his car.
And they have the classic My Cousin Vinny bit where the police interrogate him, and
he doesn't know what he's talking
about. It's because they arrested him for picking up the hitchhiker, because the hitchhiker said, you know, it's illegal to hitchhike in this state? And so that's what he thinks it's about. So they have the whole bit where he's like, I'm guilty.
Did you recognize
he told me it was illegal.
Did you recognize one of the cops?
Well, the one main, like, angry cop looks so familiar.
Kindergarten cop.
Oh.
He's the guy that looks like Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Was he?
He's the bad guy. He's the villain
from
Kindergarten Cop.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man.
He looked familiar, though.
I was like, boom.
Yep, that's true.
Kindergarten. I'm trying to, like, okay. I didn't think Chris Elliott was that funny.
Nope.
No.
I didn't think that
Keith David was funny.
Yes, his reaction, like, it's weird.
Chris Elliott's wife had good timing, but she's just like, it's crapped on the whole movie.
Yes,
yeah, she's in like two scenes. Yeah.
Keith David's another Matt Dillon where I think it's so surprising to see him doing comedy that it's like it just hits that much harder. Like when he first, like, Ben Stiller shows him his balls, he's like, oh my god,
yeah, that's so good,
and then it's like calm himself down. Hilarious, really good. That was funny.
I liked all the stuff with Warren.
Yeah,
Warren was
great.
Warren was every very good. I didn't know before, but I watched it with the subtitles on, so it was like every time that he like attacks somebody, he blamed it on them. Like when he knocked Ben Stiller against the table, he was later on he was like, "Did you see he broke the table? It was his fault." And then like later on he punched Matt Dillon in the throat, and he's like, "Did you see he grabbed my ear? He did that to himself," or something like that. He's always blaming other people for what he's doing. Did you guys see the music?
Yes.
Jonathan Richmond. From Modern Lovers.
I said all that.
Gets sniped at the end.
Yeah, he dies.
He does die. He dead. Yeah. He's like the very first and last part. And he shows up like three times, I think. I don't know the drummer guy, but
I don't think we mentioned the super tan lady.
Well, I didn't know it was Lynn Shay.
Yes.
From Insidious. That's how I know.
We didn't mention her at all in part one, I don't think.
Yeah, we didn't really talk
about
her.
She's in a bunch of movies.
I kind of forgot about her.
She's an actress in tons of stuff, yeah. But she was sort of
funny.
She's
the one with the dog, and the dog features prominently in, like, multiple scenes.
And the stuffed dog, and all sorts of weird puppet
dogs.
Matt
Dillon has to shock it with a lamp, sets it on fire, it attacks Ben Stiller,
he does some
pro wrestling moves on that thing.
Yeah, puts it in a cast, I guess that's funny.
Yeah.
I watched it with Hosty, and she was like, "Are we supposed to laugh at this scene?" And I was like, "No, I don't think we are.
I said every scene.
Yeah.
I was like, "I don't blame you, it's not funny."
Oh, man.
When he's, like, beating up, like, pro wrestling the dog, I was like, "Huh, okay."
Yep.
All right. Here's a scene.
Man, I felt like this whole movie, I was like, this movie, like, destroyed the world when it came out. Like, everyone thought this was the
I loved it when it came
world.
Out. Yeah, I saw it so many times.
I remember seeing this the first time and thought it was just the funniest thing that had ever happened.
I had it on DVD. I watched the ending even, like, with that song so many times. Mm-hmm.
The only reason this movie was successful was because of Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I think
she's the cast. She's like the only thing like holding this thing
Ben
together.
Ben Stiller, Cameron Diaz.
She's so adorable as Mary. She does a great job.
Should they have had Jim Carrey play Ben Stiller's role? Just do.
Then there'd be scenes where Cameron.
Mask. Yeah.
There'd be scenes where Cameron Diaz doesn't even act. She just
yeah,
reacts.
She just says nothing and
just frozen.
Get Luke or Owen Wilson too. You can swap in pretty much anybody.
There was a trivia item. Apparently, Owen Wilson was the original. The studio didn't want Ben Stiller, and so they cast Owen Wilson. The studio was like, "We want him less. Go with Ben Stiller."
So swapped
him back in.
No, he did Shanghai Nights, so someone else.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It could have been me, Mary. Wow. Could have been my Franks and Beans.
Franks and Beans.
This movie sucks.
It's not good.
It's long, too.
It's 2 hours.
It was like 40 minutes had gone by. And
I had to pause
like,
after 40 minutes. I was like, okay, I got to take a break.
So many of those scenes.
I took a whole day break.
Are 2 to 3 times longer than they need to be. Like, even scenes like the dog
Get
scene
the
goes on
done.
For a long time, but it's at least it's a bit. There's scenes where it's like nothing is happening.
There's
for,
3 montages.
Like, 2 minutes.
There's too many montages, too.
Yeah.
Why do I need to see these montages? They do a montage recap of the movie at the end.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. You don't need to recap it for me. I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I was genuinely terrified I was going to be in here trying to, like,
defend yourself.
Defend myself about not liking this movie. I'm very relieved.
No, I don't care to see it again.
We're all on the same page here.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
I know it's not that there's something about me. Okay, you know,
something about Mary.
Yeah, it's something about Mary. It's her fault. Did you see it? Yeah. She ruined the movie. And did you see?
I did. It's. I don't even like. What do you even talk about? What else is there even to talk about?
I mean,
we
nailed most of the big stuff in part one about like who's who and what's happening.
Is this before
Mamma Mia?
American Pie, yes. Which goes even further into like the raunchy like sex stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
But I think that's that one's.
This is like borderline trying to do that, but it's just not far enough. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because like the he masturbates and then he has the stuff on his ear. Yep. That's pretty gross, actually.
Yeah, if
think
it feels,
about it.
It feels like, I don't know, you're right. Like, American Pie, I think
the mystery
just
of it disappearing is good. Like, it should have left it
at that. I like that where he's like, where'd it go? And he's like brushing himself off. Like, but when they show it on his ear, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah. I don't want to see this.
Yeah. I don't know. American Pie, I think, is just feels more genuine, almost. Or like, this feels like, one, it feels like a Judd Apatow movie, too early and not as clever, and I feel like it just ends up not working.
It's not clever. It's like even for the Farley brothers, which I mean, Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's I don't know. Maybe Dumb and Dumber is not that good. I don't know.
They were saying
Jim Carrey's very good.
The trivia mentioned also that this was they were coming off of Kingpin, which was
Kingpin's
no
fun.
One
I like that.
Nobody
no
liked
one
it,
saw
it. Critically
nobody
hated.
Saw that, so, but actually I think that one's pretty fun.
They
pretty
went good. Into this movie assuming this was the last movie they'd ever make. They were like, no one's ever gonna let us make one, so let's just do the most ridiculous movie we can do.
And they didn't.
And then it was a huge hit. And
they didn't go that ridiculous.
Like it, well, I don't know. It feels ridiculous in the sense that some of these scenes feel very low effort. Like they're just sort of like, I don't know. Here's a prop dog. Go crazy.
Yeah, you're supposed to laugh at like people's appearances and just like off-putting.
Even the
things.
Teeth on Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if
I'm
that was funny
to laugh
at times.
I'm supposed to laugh at his mustache. I'm supposed to laugh at Chris Elliott having warts. I'm supposed to laugh at like Lin Shaye being tan. Like, why am I laughing at like the physical characteristics of people? This isn't funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even the guy with crutches, Norm.
Yeah, everyone has like a physical thing going on with them. It's like, that's supposed to be comedy?
Like, the only thing that Hosty laughed at was when he's trying to pick up his keys.
Yeah, that was pretty
the
funny.
Second time. Not the first time, but the second time when he literally like bends all the way back and then forward and the door closes.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's the only, and she was like, ha ha. And that was it. That was the extent of how funny it was to
that's
her.
Pretty good. That character could have been better too at like after the switch came, he kind of just disappeared from the film as like a character.
Yeah, he's very
Dillon.
Much very very much a side character.
Yeah,
yep,
he could have been something.
He's a side character trying to affect another side character, so
it's strange.
They don't do that. Yeah, it's and I didn't quite grasp the whole Chris Elliott thing. Like, he knew Mary, but did he knew Ben Stiller, but did he know that Ben Stiller was trying to find that Mary?
Oh yeah,
but why like, he didn't want to see her, but then he did want to see her. I don't know, like, what was changing there in his personality that made him go kind of, like, more psychopathic.
And he also just, like, wanted her shoes. Like, ultimately, like, that was his goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to, like, steal her shoes.
I didn't understand that part. Yeah. I didn't know why he became obsessed with her and wrote the letter. And, like, the more that he got the hives, like, it changed him into being obsessive again.
I guess.
I don't know. It didn't make sense
to me.
It's
strange. I don't know. That's a lot of this movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you wonder why, like, Scary Movie, like, 4 is bad. And you're like, oh, yeah, no. They were bad in the 90s. They've always been bad.
Yeah.
This isn't new.
Like, the original Scary Movie?
No, it wasn't them. They did 4. They did 4 and 5, I think.
Oh, you're
maybe
right.
Even 3, 4, and 5.
Wait, them?
Yep.
Was it them?
Yep.
No, it wasn't them. It was
sure was.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not
way.
Sure which one it was. It was either 3, 4, or 5, or all of them, or 2 of them.
But they've done a couple in the later
the
series.
The Farley Brothers? You
yeah,
think
buddy.
So? Are you talking about the
no,
other
no,
that
no,
did Police
no,
Academy?
No, no,
or not Police Academy.
The Zucker Brothers.
Yeah, the Zucker Brothers.
No,
are you sure
they stopped
them?
Doing. They actually made Green Book.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
They
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, I was surprised.
What are you talking about?
They like turned into like legitimate like movie makers after the 2000s.
That's like when you find out that you
after the Naked Gun films.
That's when you see the whole like George Miller filmography. Where you're like, oh, Happy Feet. Oh, Mad Max. That's right.
Oh, Babe Pig in the City?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
That's crazy.
I didn't even think they were still around.
They have movies in production. They're probably going to win Oscars.
That's insane.
They're going a whole different direction.
It's a long way from the Naked Gun films.
Man,
that's true. That's true. Wow. But this was a real stinker.
Yeah.
A real stinker.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
No, I was like,
There's like parts of this movie done in other movies that are better. Like in Dude, Where's My Car? The interrogation scene is better. In Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, like the two people going after a woman is better. Like there's just scenes that are just like not
my cousin
good. My cousin Vinny better, interrogation yeah. scene's better. Turner and Hooch, he's got the dog scenes that are better.
My thought too, now that you're saying that, they spent way too much time on Matt Dillon pursuing her
instead of
Ben Stiller pursuing her.
Yep.
Like they cut him like big section of him out of the movie to put Matt Dillon in there.
Ben Stiller doesn't meet Mary for like an hour.
Yeah, and I felt I didn't feel any sort of like I wasn't rooting for him necessarily at all. Like honestly, like Leo, at that point, like the only piece that you're rooting for is the fact that he embarrassed himself in high school. He could redeem that, I guess, and also that he was like scammed by a PI in a sense where like. But I'm like, other than that, I'm like, I don't care if he gets the girl here. Like,
even we didn't need to see any of the sequence with Harlan Williams and the police. You didn't actually need that at all.
Didn't affect anything.
It could have just been Chris Elliott drove him down the first place.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure why that was there. It didn't hinder him at all.
Because men having sex with each other is comedy in 1998, I guess.
Yeah,
that's funny. I don't care who you are.
the trivia did. I guess there is like an extended version of this movie Tambor has like an entire subplot of his own.
He gets eaten by that snake for all we know.
Yeah, he does. That was literally the subplot, is at the end of it, a snake eats him.
What?
Yeah. Like, and it's a whole thing, and they cut that out. Like, it's like an extra 30 minutes.
And only Matt Dillon knows about it.
Jeffrey Tambor? Yeah. So, apparently the first cut of this movie was like over 3 hours.
So they think the snake ate the dog first, and the dog shows up, and then Matt Dillon is like, well, if you're here, who's there? Yeah.
Where'd you get? You read this?
No, it happened in the movie.
When?
When they were at the apartment, when Ben Stiller comes the first time. And they just see the snake in the hallway, and its giant belly is overinflated.
Yeah.
Did you tune out for this part?
I must have. What are you talking about?
Ben Stiller accuses them of writing the letter.
Yeah.
And there's a snake in the hallway.
Okay.
And the snake has a big old belly.
Wait, Jeffrey Tambor was in that apartment?
Yes.
I didn't put two and two together. They didn't even set that up.
That's the one Matt Dillon goes to in the beginning.
You didn't need to.
They didn't set that up.
No, because they cut it out, and then, it didn't really matter.
And then Matt Dillon says his name. He looks at the snake and says Jeffrey Tambor's name. I forget what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Drew.
It's
what?
Cut the snake open.
The ending is also funny in, like, you know, they're like, oh, Brett Favre, like, he's
even
just
that
a nice
line.
Guy. And I'm like, not anymore.
Yeah, just recently,
just
right?
Recently.
Oh, my gosh. That's in
the
news.
Because of the...
As of this recording.
Taking welfare money.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, that's been in the news for a couple months.
Yeah, it's been a little while now.
Just caught some new stuff, new traction.
Maybe they're actually starting the process
It's more.
Well, I think they knew that we were talking about there's something about Mary, and they were like, they were looking into
the
cast and crew of the
movie.
They were
like, we need to make sure they have something to boost it a little bit, make it relevant, you know?
even him, it's like, he's just nothing. He's like, he could be a statue for all we know. He doesn't have any emotion or anything.
They could have cast like a legitimately like cool, they could have cast like a David Hasselhoff or like an actor that like is just like, oh, that's a fun appearance.
Yeah.
But it's like, who cares about Brett Favre?
That's right. Like, it could have just been a celebrity. Like, it didn't have to be a
John. Could be John Stamos?
Ooh.
Hey, yeah. John Stamos.
There's a lot of good options, and they went with kind of a weird one.
Is that his only movie credit, you think?
Brett Favre?
I don't even know why they say the name that way, too.
That's supposed to be funny. Andy.
They mentioned that in the trivia. Yeah, like
everything in the movie is supposed to be funny.
They were like, a lot of people say that like Ben Stiller made that up, like or like it was a joke about how he didn't know anything, but he's like super into sports. Like this was that was very much a Farley Brothers like this is funny thing.
And she's into sports. Mary is. That's like a thing that keeps coming up.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, this movie.
There was one line that I liked is when Ben Stiller and Mary get caught up for the first time, and then Ben Stiller's like, "Oh, maybe we should go out for dinner and catch up some more." And she's like, "Yeah. Didn't we just do that?" And my heart was just like, "Oh, I've been there, Ben Stiller." But then Mary's like, "Just kidding," and I was like, "No, you weren't."
She did that twice with him. She also said she was like bisexual, and then he tried to like, "Oh, well, you know, a lot of women." She's like, "I'm fucking with you." It's like funny.
That's not even
funny.
That big a deal if you were Mary.
Funny.
I mean, maybe back then. Sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sure.
You'd be like, okay, cool.
Great.
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 What's what we doing tomorrow?
That's exactly.
Not even a point of conversation, really. Right. Just something about you. Is if you have like brown eyebrows. I don't know.
It's just something about Mary, you know?
I'm not even that line's like not anything. It's not funny. It's not anything. Is it commenting on something? I don't know. You can't really tell.
Trying to be like a devil's advocate here. Let's try to find something happening in this movie. So Matt Dillon is going out of his way to be somebody who he isn't.
He quits his job in order
he moves. So let's just think of like if this could be just Matt Dillon's movie.
I did like the joke of like when he's quitting and Ben Stiller's trying to like find out more info and he's just like, "Yeah, I took another job opportunity." "What? Where?" He's like, Rice-a-roni. Like, great answer.
Isn't that the San Francisco tree?
That's a good answer.
It moved.
What? Okay.
That was funny. Rice-a-roni. It was like a walk and talk scene.
Yeah, too.
And he goes down there because he has this inside knowledge about Mary. Yeah. So he's trying to,
So he knows the dog doesn't like anyone, so he drugs it. And that's like why he has a scene where he drugged it too much and the dog like died and he had to resuscitate it.
But Mary is and ultimately just never interested. But I think she should have been. I think that is a missed opportunity in the film to have these two people at odds with one another. Because it's just like, oh, Ben Stiller just wins. Because like Mary makes her choice that early where she doesn't want to be with Matt Dillon anymore. And I'm like, I want more give and take between Matt Dillon and Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
In Cable Guy with like Jim Carrey and
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. Yep. Yeah. Like that's how you do those kind of movies in that scene with those two kind of characters after the same woman.
Yeah.
That's honestly the Cable Guy is just like a
Ben Stiller did a great job in
movie.
The Cable Guy. Yeah. I mean, with that one.
That's true.
He directed it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote it and directed it? Interesting. Maybe he just directed
and starred in it.
I think
it was another writer too. Maybe him and Judd Apatow or someone
else. It's a fun one. Because Jack Black is in The Cable Guy. It also meant that Ben Stiller directed their first music
video. Jack Black would have been good in this movie.
For Tenacious D. I was like, I didn't realize that until I was rewatching it recently. And like he walks by as a cameo near the end of the video, like as a person in a mall. And you're like, wait, was that Ben Stiller just like coming through? That's pretty good.
Right, because they were also trying to make that pilot with the talking motorcycle.
And if you want to just keep like...
Do you remember that one?
Vaguely.
Heat Vision and Jack,
yeah.
Yeah.
With like Owen Wilson.
If you want to keep adding like someone who is like better than Ben Stiller and Matt Dillon, but they don't. They just like have the same characters that just sort of like stop trying. And then all just eventually just everyone comes to a head and like Mary's got to choose. But it's like they're all bad choices.
Yeah, that's okay. You're right.
To Mary.
You're absolutely. So if I was gonna rewrite some of this.
Oh no, I don't want to do a rewrite for Mary.
That would be trouble. But you're right here.
Hold on, I can play the theme song though.
Oh, there you go.
This is what we rewrite. Okay, go ahead.
But you're right. You're right here where absolutely introduce like. One, two, maybe three people at like the two of them start the competition, and then better people keep joining the competition. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if by the end you're like, clearly, like Ben Stiller is like maybe not the worst, not but nearly as good as some of these guys. And she still chooses him because she feels a special connection with him. Like, you know, they will go way back. Something where there's like a deeper connection than just like, oh, I like you. Like, there was nothing here in this one.
Let's get some more handsome men in there. Let's throw a Justin Theroux in this movie.
Oh, that's too handsome.
Get a Theroux going.
That's a good one. But yeah, like,
and now everyone has to like, so everyone is an enemy, and then everyone has to become an ally, and it just kind of cascades into everyone trying to knock off the head honcho.
Yeah. It's King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Of the Something about is. Mary. King of the Hill cool. edition.
Battle Royale.
Get to it. Modern That's Warfare.
Cool. I'd watch that movie.
That actually would be a great premise for a film. Battle Royale, you just get to marry the princess at the end or something.
There you go.
I was going to say, they made a Battle Royale movie.
Oh,
it's called Battle Royale.
It's called Hunger Games, Andy.
That's true.
It's true. That's true.
But yeah, there's a way to do this movie that isn't what they did. And
oh, absolutely. There's so much of this movie that didn't
there's
need to
so many
be
like,
there.
Like
so
on much. The soundstage scenes.
Yeah.
Like everything's just flat.
Yep.
Lit like real flat.
Yep. I can't, honestly, there was like nothing interesting about the way, like the production quality. Mm-hmm. No, none of the, you know, design or anything was interesting. The shots were all standard.
We don't,
like,
why are we in Miami? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
None of this makes sense.
Like, Mary has a throwaway line of like, oh, Warren likes it here. It's like, okay.
And it's like, sometimes it doesn't matter. But in a movie where nothing else was interesting, that was also not interesting. So it just adds to like, why do you need to watch this movie? Like,
yeah, she said her practice was here and Warren likes it here. And that's the only reason why she's staying in Miami.
Yep.
She's like, we don't know anything about your practice, lady.
Yeah.
You haven't even talked about that very much at all. I don't know. Throw it in the trash.
So yeah, we'll put this behind us and never look back.
That's true. Some I don't think I'll watch films. This movie again.
Yeah.
They're just better choices.
I'm just going to go back and re-listen to our Cable Guy episode because it's the better version of this movie.
Cable Guy is so good.
It's so good.
It's great.
That's a wonderful movie. I hope they would make a second one.
Oh, man.
That'd be
a fun legacy sequel.
That's
there you
true.
Go.
Thank you for joining us on that episode and every episode that you do. Nick Haynes of the Sketchy Nonsense podcast is joining us next week to talk about a movie that has the tagline, "Where you are the endangered species." We remember Congo.
Activate the remote.
In the race for the world's most advanced communications technology, a shocking discovery has been made.
What was that?
Lock your remote. Give me a thermal reading result to 66.
It will take two young scientists into the heart of the African jungle, where a secret hidden for 2,000 years holds the key to the future.
This is Karen Ross. 81452, Houston, do you read?
You used to work for the CIA, and now you're travel corps.
Some will come to it for science.
This is a big deal, Charles. This is a big find.
Some for fortune.
A diamond mine of incredible bounty.
And some to return home.
She doesn't really belong anywhere, does she?
No, she belongs here.
Together, they will search.
My boss, he thought I wasn't gonna make it. He sent another expedition.
Drawn deep into a mystery.
Camp destroyed, people dead, a gray gorilla.
No such thing as a gray gorilla.
I saw one.
And the more they discover,
same hieroglyphics over and over,
the greater the danger.
What do they say? We are watching you.
Help me! Help me! Ah!
Saw any animal move like that.
Shoot it! Shoot it! How intelligent are they?
See, they're smart. They're too damn smart.
Watch out! Go! We're getting out of here.
What about them?
Put them on the endangered species list.
From the best-selling novel by the author of Jurassic Park.
The myth of the killer ape is true.
Congo, where you are the endangered species.